Morning, Melbourne. Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Nova and this ledge.
Darcy Vesio. She's a champion for the Carlton Football Club. And she's here for Disney Australia's campaign to strive for a more progressive use of the term princess. Join the conversation if you like at hashtag proud to be a princess. Here's Darcy.
Darcy Vesio, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Look at that.
In what ways are you a princess, do you reckon?
Well, I guess I feel like I'm bold, you know, out there trying to be strong, doing what I'm doing. You know, Disney's all about redefining what it is to be a princess. So, you know, they're saying that when girls are younger, they love being princesses. And then as they grow older, it's sort of, it's a term that gets used against you, you know, that people
say,
don't be a princess, that sort of thing. So yeah. We're just trying to redefine that and, you know, say that princesses can be whatever they want and it's a good thing.
Can you sing Let It Be?
No, I can't. Can you?
You better learn that.
You ready?
I should know. Let it be.
No, let it go.
Let it go.
You
should let
sorry,
it go,
did you have, is it Elsa or Anna singing the Beatles song, Let It Be? Is that what you had to do?
Yeah, that's right.
Remix.
It was a collaboration.
Well, that seems like a good thing to do, Swanee.
Yes, I think so.
I didn't realise, like obviously ignorant, but, you know, young girls might want to be princesses, and then you're saying that later on it's just used against them, and going, that seems not right.
Yeah.
Unfair.
Did you ever want to be a traditional sort of princess when you were little? Were you one of those girls? I don't have one of those girls at home.
Yeah, no, well, I guess I never really liked the dresses and that sort of thing, but that's the thing, what we're trying to do is say that princesses are more than just, you know, putting on a dress or anything like that. But I loved Mulan growing up. I really identified with her and how, I guess, she went about it. So, yeah, and she's a Disney princess, so.
I love Moana.
I was called a princess in my last game, Brownie, so that was always something
I'll
always
go,
no, exactly.
Well, that's derogatory,
isn't it? The only surprising thing
sexist.
Is you weren't called a princess for your whole career.
No, not the whole career. That's true, like these girls. What about Carlton, 2-0, Darcy Vesio. Sorry to start with a negative, but this is what I'm asking you. Why don't you play on the ball? Why don't you just play up forward, lazy up forward,
lazy,
you know, and just waiting
forward
for the ball to come down, and then whenever the ball comes to you, it's all excitement, right?
Them's fighting words.
But is your tank not big enough to play on the ball at the moment?
Oh, look, I feel like my tank is, it's a work in progress at the moment, so maybe if I can build it to be a bit bigger, then I'll be thrown in there, but for the moment, I think I'm best in the forward line.
Brownie, you would have seen many young players who it takes a few pre-seasons and their aerobic fitness gets better and better to the point, so they start as cheeky forwards, but then they end up on ball.
Yeah, they end up on ball, that's right, it takes a while to build, but you don't have to be, you can play forward your whole career and you can still be a good endurance athlete, Sam.
Bloody oath.
Yeah,
exactly.
What I'm saying is, what I'm saying as someone who's watched Carlton's two games is I would prefer if Darcy Vesio was in more contests instead of just up forward waiting for everyone else to get the ball.
She's the star of the show. She gets the turnstiles clicking. She gets lost in the midfield. She's got to be down there kicking the goals. That's what we come to watch.
It's entertainment.
Look at the forward.
It's entertainment.
Look at the forward defend another forward. You're
exactly
a disgrace.
Right. They come to watch Stars. You don't want to play midfield, do you, Darcy?
Look, a lot of the girls do. They see that as, you know, where they want to get to. But I'm quite happy in the forward line.
Lack of ambition from you, Vesio. I'm very disappointed.
What did you make of Gillon McLachlan saying that the women have to kind of spread out a bit, change their way of playing?
Well, it's a bit of a funny one. Like, I guess, I kind of know these sort of decisions do have a lot of thinking behind them. But it is a bit tricky trying to change the way you're playing during the season, but I think the weekend showed that, you know, we don't really need to worry too much about that. You know, the games were a lot more high scoring, so I think that'll progress throughout the season anyway.
Has life changed for you, Darcy, over the last 12 months? You've become recognisable now. You're a household name. Do you get recognised a lot more?
Oh, it doesn't happen too often. I think if I'm in, you know, a space where there's a lot of football people, then maybe, but it wouldn't be anywhere near what you guys cop. And you too, Dino.
Another Dorothy Dixer from Brownie over there. Of course, Darcy Vesio will always be close to the Brown family because of what she did for your daughter last year.
She is a beautiful lady. And she ran out. Well, she took my daughter Olivia out in the first game. Carlton versus Collingwood, historic occasion. Icon Park, 25,000 people. And my daughter Olivia was the mascot.
Yes,
number
pretty
awesome. And now has written letters to Darcy, and Darcy always writes back. Wow. And I did notice some of your memorabilia or some of your gear is on up in her is on the wall in her bedroom.
Wow.
So
guess what? Guess what? You might have to. You might need some more room, Brownie.
Yeah,
Darcy brought in another thing.
Yeah, well, Pangy came into Carlton the other day, and he wanted to buy this for Olivia, so he's got me to sign it.
Oh. Bought it. $100.
Yeah. Well, you paid for something.
Yeah,
that's
which
odd.
You can fix me up later, big fella, but I'm just saying.
Maybe your footy club.
What is it's a nice inscription on the back.
It's beautiful.
It's really nice.
It's a pale blue Carlton jumper.
Live you are the best.
Yeah. So
live you are the best, go Blues, Darcy Vessier.
I should mention that Pang did come in and I asked about his daughter, Sienna, and I said, are you going to get her a jumper as well? Because he said that she was a big fan of Carlton too. And he said,
nah, she's a bit of a princess.
Oh, no, she's too young. No, he
too
said
young.
She's too young. She won't appreciate it enough.
Exactly. That's because he hasn't met her yet.
Darcy Vessio, you're a ledge. Thanks for coming in. Disney Australia's campaign strives for a more progressive use of the term princess. Join the conversation. The hashtag is #proud to be a princess. See you again soon, mate. You're a ledge.
This is Sam and Brownie.